You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The local markets are certainly glowing with life on expiry day. Welcome to the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
The positive sentiment that we saw in the local markets today can be attributed to the easing of tensions in Italy over their political crisis, also a thawing of the relationship between US and North Korea. Locally, there was a rally in the HDFC twins that we saw, specifically HDFC Bank, and this is really what buoyed the market sentiment. The Sensex rallied over 400 points to close at 35,322, and the Nifty scaled the 10,700 mark to finally wrap up the day at 10,736. Both benchmark indices registering gains today upwards of 1%. Now, while that happened for the benchmark indices, the mid-caps failed to shine today, and about 1,643 shares declined against 994 advancing shares on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, the S&P BSE mid-cap index closed 0.2% lower, and the small-cap index was down by 0.5% at close. Sectorally, the S&P BSE Banking Index gained 1.9%, followed by the Oil and Gas Index, which gained about 1.1%, and the FMCG Index was up 0.5% at close. On the losing side, you had the Consumer Durable Index that slipped 0.9%, followed by the Realty Index that lost 0.8%, and the Healthcare Index was also down in that region. The top Sensex gainers of the day included Adani Ports, that gained up to 4.7% today, HDFC Bank, like I'd mentioned earlier, up 4.3%, IndusInd Bank up 3.1%, Mahindra & Mahindra 3.1% as well, and Kotak Bank up 2.6%. In the Sensex losers, you had Sun Pharma that closed down 2.9%, followed by Tata Motors down a little over 2%, Hero MotoCorp down 1.6%, and Maruti Suzuki down 0.8%. So, as we've been noticing, the auto stocks clearly witnessing some bad weather there. Moving on the Market's Closing Podcast to take a look at the stocks in the news. First of them would be HDFC Bank, gained 4.3% today as investors made some big bets ahead of the FII buying window that opens tomorrow, the 1st of June. SEBI decided to open the window for institutional trading series, that's 6 lakh series, by the way, just for a day tomorrow. In fact, SEBI has decided to scrap the mechanism altogether from the 1st of July, and this is probably what has led to an increase in demand for the stock. Experts believe that buying by foreign investors in HDFC Bank shares could be in excess of $1 billion. Additionally, there was a sharp surge in HDFC Bank ADR shares overnight. Then you had shares of Atlanta touching a 52-week low of 51 rupees 10 paise, locked in a 20% lower circuit, and this was after the statutory auditors, Pricewaterhouse Chartered Accountants LLP, tendered in their resignation from this position with immediate effect, according to the company in a release. There were pending sell orders for 1,10,352 shares with no buyers available. Shares of Manpasan Beverages, this is the third day on the Market Closing Podcast that I bring you news concerning Manpasan Beverages, but shares plunged 10% to hit their lower circuit limit for the fourth consecutive session on account of the resignation of its auditing firm again, with effect from the 26th of May this month. And the stock has been on a downtrend for the seventh consecutive session and has cracked as much as 49.87% since the 22nd of May. Dilip Bilcon share price extended losses as well, falling another 9.07% on the top of a 13% correction in the previous session on the back of unconfirmed rumours in the market relating to the resignation of the statutory auditors of the company. Shares of Coal India gained 2% as brokerages Jefferies and CLSA have raised the target price of the company. Jefferies has maintained a buy rating on Coal India and raised the target price to 363 rupees from 350 rupees per share. The country's largest IT services exporter, Tata Consultancy Services, share price recouped losses and was down just 0.8% after the stock adjusted after bonus share issue. It fell over 2% in trade. Moving on to other news and also a global update on the Market Closing Podcast. Well, first, let's look at the Asian markets. These ended higher following a rally in the US markets last night as the world heaved a sigh of relief over the political concerns in Italy easing. The Nikkei 225 closed up 0.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was up 1.3%. South Korea's KOSPI was up 0.5%. And the Shanghai Composite was up 1.8% at close. The sentiment in Europe also appears to be a positive as we speak at the time of bringing you this podcast. Oil prices have dipped on unexpected growth in US crude inventories and a likely increase in crude output from OPEC and non-OPEC members as well. Brent crude futures fell 0.5% to $77.10 a barrel. And let's give you an idea of the European markets as we speak. The Pan-European Stocks 600 is up 0.3%. London's FTSE is up 0.2%. France's CAC is up 0.1%.